That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Spears has just entered. Listen.
Wait just a minute now, Grandpapa. Hold up there a minute. Before you go back in the feed room and get to work, why, I want to sell you some sauerkraut.
No, I better get back there, Abner. Lum told me to be here at 7 o'clock sharp, and I'm 2 minutes late already.
Yeah, I know that, but this...
Sauerkraut? Did you say you want to sell me some sauerkraut?
Yeah. We're having sort of a big special on it today here.
Well, for the law of me, say, I never knowed you fellers handle sauerkraut here in the store.
Well, we never did before, but we sure are handling it now. I'll make you an awful good price on, a barrel of it.
Barrel?
Yeah, that's just 30 gallons.
Now, what in the world would I do with 30 pigeon-toed gallons of spavin-legged sauerkraut?
I don't know. That's your problem. I've got 50 barrels I've got to get shut of.
50?
Yep. Lom said I had to get shut of them as quick as I could, too.
Now, wait just a minute here. What bow-legged idiot put a stalk of sauerkraut like that in the first place?
Well, Lom claims it was my fault, but it was sort of Ben Withers' fault, too. And that Lom himself was standing right here in the store when Ben made the call.
What call?
That call to Hugo Schultz, the sauerkraut king.
What are you talking about?
See, Grandpap, Lum put me in charge of getting barrels to put the Hempstead formula in on account of that big order we're trying to get out for the county cotton growers outfit, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, Lum appointed me the barrel head.
Well, he made a good choice there.
So, I recollect, thank you. I recollected that one time Ben Withers was telling me about some friend of his that had a whole warehouse full of barrels. So I asked Ben if he could get us some.
Well, where does the sauerkraut come in?
Well, I'm coming to it. Just hold on. So Ben, he jumped on a long-distance telephone, called his friend, and ordered 200 barrels.
200?
Yeah. That's how many Lum figured we'd need. But this feller, being in the sauerkraut business, why, he figured we was ordering 200 barrels of sauerkraut instead of just 200 empty barrels.
Well, law me, why didn't you just cancel the order?
We tried to, law me a lie. We rushed around here as fast as we could, but by the time we was able to get another long-distance call through to this feller, why, two truckloads was already on their way down here.
Well, you didn't have to take them, did you?
Well, this Hugo, he got pretty mad about it. Said he'd cancel the rest of the order, but that we'd have to pay for them first two truckloads whether we take them or not. So we thought we might as well just take them.
So you got 50 barrels of the spavin-legged junk, huh?
Yeah, 50 whole barrels.
Well, I don't care for sauerkraut, personal.
You don't, huh?
No.
How about you? Your woman, Charity. Reckon she'd like to have a barrel of it? It'd be sort of nice to have around the house to munch on.
No, she ain't much of a muncher.
Oh. Yes, sort of nice to have a little on hand in case company drops in, you know, serve them a little hot chocolate and sauerkraut. Right.
Well, I don't like to encourage folks to drop in, though. First thing you know, Charity's behind in her work, and that makes her fussy, and she starts jumping on me about little things, and then pretty soon we're into argument, and arguments liable to lead to out-and-out fight, and the neighbors will think I'm beating up on her and rush in and get in the scuffling and break up the furniture and bust the dishes, and then Charity'd get her feelings hurt and leave, and I'd have to sell the place, because I couldn't keep it up myself, and I don't know where I'd go. Just have to wander around the country and get to be a bum. More than likely fall off of a boxcar and get killed. No, barrel of sauerkraut's just too dangerous to have sitting around the house. Just soon have a keg of dynamite.
Doggett, I'm glad you warned me about it, Grandpap.
Warned you?
Yeah, I was silly enough to think about taking a barrel of that stuff home with me.
Hmm.
Stokey, there's the nervousest one escape I ever had in a long time.
Well, a man's got to think about all... Oh, there comes Llama. Better get back there and get to work mixing that pour anyway.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Now, Grandpap, don't leave me here by myself. Llama's so mad at me about this sauerkraut deal, I'm scared to be with him when there ain't nobody else around now,
Grandpap. I got to get to work.
Come back here now, Grandpap.
Well, good morning, Mr. Sauerkraut King.
Now, Llama, don't start that again now.
Well, how many barrels have you sold so far this morning?
Well, it's been a little slow up to now. I think it'll pick up during the day, though. You wouldn't want to buy a barrel, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Journey's up all the idiotic stunts. Buying all them barrels of sauerkraut.
Now, Lom, we've been over all that 100 times.
I ought to make you pay for every speck of it yourself. You and Ben.
Well, now, Lom.
Every string of it.
Lom, I told you I never had no idea.
All right. No use discussing it.
He's done
dead. All I ask you to do now is just get shut of this stuff so as we can use the barrels to put the boll weevil spray in.
I'm doing my best, Lom, my level best. Just seems like it. Nobody wants none of it.
Well, you better think of a way to make them want some. And quick. Them boll weevils ain't going to sit around and wait for you to get them barrels empty. Have you figured out any plans at all?
Well, I put in a right smart of time thinking about it. I did have one idea. Thought was a pretty good one. I sort of thought we could take it out of the barrels and just stack it up back there in the feed room.
Stack up 1,500 gallons of sauerkraut? 6,000 quarts?
Is there that much?
That's what it figures out to.
Okay, that would be quite a stack of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, quite a stack.
Of course, if we just sort of kicked it around back there, scattered it, why, some of it's bound to get lost, Lom. That'll cut it down a little.
Yeah, that's fine. Great.
And then...
Great.
I did have another idea, too. You know, folks always like to eat weenies with sauerkraut, so I figured we might put in a supply of weenies and then give away about a quarter sauerkraut with every pound of weenies.
Now, wait, just stop right there. We ain't going to put in no 6,000 pounds of wieners. I can tell you that right here and now.
It would be a pretty big kennel of them hot dogs, wouldn't it? Well, just an idea sort of kicked around a little. You think the other plan's better, huh? That stacking it up?
No, I don't. Now, you get busy and study up something sensible and do it right away.
Well, Lom, I'm trying my best to figure out...
Well, Mr. Lom, we need some advice.
Yeah, so do I, Cedric.
And what's your trouble, Cedric?
Well, me and Mr. Ben and Mr. Grandpap's got that cistern all full of the formula, and now we don't know what to put it in.
Well, check with Abner about that. He's the barrel head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about it, Mr. Barrelhead? What am I going to put it in?
Well,
The cotton growers outfit said they're sending their trucks over today to pick up another load, so we got to have something to put the junk in.
You hear that, Abner?
Yeah, I hear it. Let's see.
Hey, Abner. I just opened up a barrel of that sauerkraut, and you know what I think?
No, what is it, Ben? Have you got an idea?
Here's what I think. I think Hugo's slipping. That sauerkraut's not up to Hugo's old standard. I'm afraid he lost something when he decided to commercialize his talent. Turning the stuff out too fast, looks like.
He's turning it out too fast for us, I'll tell you that, but that don't help us none.
Yes, I think I'd better write Hugo a letter.
But we ain't got time to stand around here discussing Hugo. Abner, you know what you've got to do. Now, get busy and do it. I'm giving you just 3 hours to get that sauerkraut out of them barrels so as we can fill them up with the Hempstead formula.
Figured you might have something over at your sawmill I might could use, Walt. Well, it don't matter, just so they'll hold sauerkraut. All right, goodbye. Well, yeah, Dick, them ought to work fine. I'll send Cedric over to pick them up quick as he gets back from the sawmill. Sure, much obliged to you. I don't care if that's all you can let me have, Emmett. I need all I can get. Yeah, just set them out in back of your barn there, and we'll pick them up. Ooh, oh, me alive. What a job that was.
Oh, let me sit down. I don't believe I worked this hard in 20 years.
Well, it's all done, though.
Yeah.
I never knowed there was that much sauerkraut in the whole world.
Yeah, it was a mess of it, all right.
I don't believe I much like it.
Well, Cedric, I told you to stop eating so much of it. No wonder you don't like it no more. You sampled every barrel we opened.
Yes, Mom. Well, what do we do now, Mr. Abner?
Well, now, the next thing to do is to take all these empty barrels and start filling them with that... Doggies, wait a minute. There comes Lon. I just can't hardly wait to show him what I did here.
Yes, Mom.
I bound you he won't make any more of them smart remarks about me.
What in the world's going on back here?
Well, Sir Lon, old boy, we did it.
Did what?
Just what you told me to do. See all them barrels there? I got every speck of sauerkraut out of every dad blame one of them.
Well, good for you. Good for you, Abner. What'd you do with all of it?
Well, sir, I just used this little old tiny head of mine. That's what I done. Made a few phone calls, rounded up all the barrels in this town. And me and Cedric bring them over here, and for the last 3 hours, we've been putting sauerkraut in them.
Wait a minute. You mean you spent all that time taking that sauerkraut out of one set of barrels and putting them in another?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guess now you can see you pointed the right man for barrel head.
Yeah, Grannies, I sure did. Barrel head Peabody.
Yes, sir. That's what every organization needs. A good barrel head.